Dane County Judge William Faust overturned Wisconsin's right-to-work law Friday, writing that it creates a free-rider problem where unions are forced to pay for services for non-union members. Faust said that amounted to taking unions' property, which violates the state constitution. Marquette University law professor Paul Secunda says a similar argument could be made against West Virginia's new right-to-work law in federal court.
This could be the beginning of something very important, perhaps not in Wisconsin, but perhaps nationally. This could be the beginning of a movement of finding right-to-work laws unconstitutional under the Takings Clause.
In the more immediate future, Secunda said he expected Wisconsin's right-to-work law would be reinstated by the conservative majority on Wisconsin's Supreme Court.
Governor Walker says he'll leave the legal argument to State Attorney General Brad Schimmel, but Walker says generally courts have backed right-to-work laws.
We're not alone. We were the 25th state. There's now an additional state, West Virginia, that has passed right to work. So a majority of states in the country have this and have upheld the law in those states, and we will here too.
The Wisconsin Justice Department has argued right to work does not take union property. Chuck Kornbach,
Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.